Alright, so we're taping. Today's February 5th, and we're starting with Yonah according to the approach of the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon says that the book of Yonah is a depiction of the struggle to find truth. This is not to say that according to the Vilna Gaon, Yonah didn't live, or is in reality a metaphor. There is a Yonah ben Amittai, the same name, in Sefer Melachim. He was a student of Eliyahu HaNavi. I think we discussed last class that Eliyahu has four students: Micha, Ovadia, I should call him Ovadiahu, Yonah, and Elisha. And it seems that three of them go to extremes, like Eliyahu was inclined to. Micha and Ovadia go to one extreme, towards the right, let's say. Yonah goes to the other extreme, to the left. He's willing to flout God for the sake of his people. And Elisha is the one who is the true Talmud to follow, because he manages to balance both of them. Right? So none of the other three get to where Eliyahu's Aderet, right? Which happens to be the name of a commentary of the Vilna Gaon, Aderet Eliyahu, one of his books. Okay, so let's read it. You should have the Yonah open in front of you, although most of the words are represented right here on the page. And it says, Dvar Hashem, Vayidvar Hashem El Yonah Ben Amittai Lemor. The word of God is a charge to man. We are put on this world to accomplish something. We are by far the most helpless of all the species on the planet when we're born. The king of all the species is the most helpless of every species on the planet. Some animals are born and they're off. Some fish, they never have anything to do with the one who just gave birth to them. Right? A calf is born and starts walking away. Yes?
Isn't it kind of like how an eagle carries its young on its back, because it knows that no predators can swoop down from behind it? So kind of like humans are born defenseless, because we know nothing
to do with us. Right. Because we're the ones who gave birth to us are supremely capable of taking care of them properly, by instinct, and even by sometimes that we have to sometimes go against instinct. But all animals know how to care for their young by instinct. What's interesting is some of the animals in the world where their young are really defenseless and helpless. In the bear world, you know how tiny a koala bear is when it's born? It's mamish tiny. And they come, or kangaroos, or certain animals that they just come in very tiny, and then they attach themselves to certain parts of the animal, and they grow slowly like that. Outside the end, the gestation cannot ends outside the body. Right. So that's why in Tanakh, even certainly in Chazal, the dove shakul, don't mess up with a bear and its young, because the bear had to by instinct care for such a tiny little thing that it became so fabrent to look after that little one until it's on its own. Okay, human beings are somewhat like that too, because we also have to profoundly care for that young one, in the beginning, otherwise we would never pass our first day or two. Alright? Okay, anyway, that's our mission, is to find truth from that helpless situation. Okay? Yonah is man's soul. Ben Amittai is that search for truth.
We're not doing the pshat of Yonah, right?
This is not pshat at all. Okay. I mean, we're going to see how it relates to pshat, but I assume you all know the basic pshat story. But we'll see some ironies along the way of why the one prophet who wants to really not be successful, right? He does not want to succeed. He'd rather die than succeed. Because the rehabilitation of these people are going to conquer his people 100 years from then. This is the capital of Ashur. He doesn't want to succeed, and he's the most successful of all the Nevi'im and Tanakh. This is five words, and everyone's listening. Let's get to that. Kum lech el Nineveh. Leave your place of perfection. In other words, get out of where you are. We all have our comfort zone, but you have to leave there at some point. You can't stay in the same. It's very comfortable to be with our mother and our father, whatever they represent in this metaphor. But sometime you have to kum leich, leave your place of perfection, because you will not find your true place there. Right? El Ninveh. go to, it's Nineveh is Olam Hazeh, the real world. That's where the real world is. And you're going to have to find the real world, Ir HaGadolah, within the entire world. Because not everything in the entire world is real. There are a lot of facades out there. Okay? Ukro Eleha. Ukro Eleha means make a calling there. Find your calling. Look what the Vilna Gaon calls that. L'taken Olam B'malchut Shekai. Leave your place and help the world. It's never called that in Chazal, but okay, I know there are some who like to call it that now. But it's L'taken Olam. Yes, Tikkun Olam. There you go. L'taken Olam B'malchut Shekai. But those who like to espouse Tikkun Olam forget that there are two words afterwards. B'malchut Shekai. Those who like to, you know, to invoke Tikkun Olam with two K's, forget, you know, that there's something else there. All right, crawl the house. So get your calling. Why? Ki also ra'asam lefanai. Man's deeds are accusing him. I put parentheses around there too, because this is. You know, it's not necessarily the case for every single individual that has to confront his own sins. We have to confront the problems of all mankind, and that's everybody's obligation, even if your soul is pure. Let's find what is ailing mankind. We know it's free will, and we give in to our inclinations, right? And we, you know, we're given to addictions, we're given to predictable behavior because we just get hooked. Whether it's gambling, whether it's substance, alcohol, pornography, or whatever it is, and it becomes like Captain Jack. Remember that? We talked about that one. No, was it?
Captain Jack who?
Captain Jack is a song by Billy Joel where the guy, it's a type of, some say it's an injectable substance, some say it's marijuana, but it's because it says it with a little push and you'll be smelling it. But the problem is that his life is a misery. Nothing goes well for him. And the reason why nothing is going well is because he's hooked on this substance. The only thing that gives him any pleasure in life is more of that substance.
Really, it's killing him.
It's really a great song because it's a great song against substance abuse. And what happens to you when you know what I'm saying?
Isn't Lucy in the Scouting Diamond also?
I tell you that's while it's so obvious that the whole thing is a drug-induced vision, the different shittos in the Rishonim about whether that was just a picture his son brought back from school one day that about a girl in his class, or whether it was.
That's like so good about the thing, so great about the Beatles, like even though it was so clear, there's so much still mysticism behind.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's okay. Every woman in the '60s was singing about some outright. Some of those songs were banned as a result, but you see. The problem is that no one was telling you what some of the consequences of these things are. This song does. Right? You can have a show, whatever. I mean, I don't have a television, but I know there were shows about, you know, everyone's getting free sex and every, you know, Sex in the City, whatever it is. But it never shows you what is the consequence of going from man to man and just sleeping around. Does anybody in these shows ever come down with a disease? Or does anybody
does anybody
in this show ever show how messed up they are as a result of this kind of sleeping around?
Sometimes they'll like throw in like maybe someone's pregnant.
Ooh, that sometimes happens. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's when it gets crazy.
Okay, anyway, you get my point.
Yeah, yeah.
So go and make your calling because man's deeds are accusing you. Right? So Yonah gets up. Vayakam Yono Livroach Tarshisha. It doesn't say just Vayivrach Tarshisha. He gets up. As opposite of like Vayeshev. He is, you'll see, he wants to escape that calling. Man's inclination is to reject this calling. It's too hard for me. Why should I have to help the world out? Let me get, take care of myself.
Why is he getting up? Just stay put.
Because then that voice is going to keep calling him. He wants to get away from that voice.
He can't escape God.
Now let's get back to the pshat of his story. Right? I mean, there is a klal, Navisha Kavesha's Nebuot Klai of Misa, but the core of the story is a man who thinks he can hide from the face of God. Okay, can continue? So he goes to a place called Tarshish. This is beautiful. This is what the Vilna Gaon does so well. Open up a concordance. What's in Tarshish? What is Tarshish?
City.
Whatever it's mentioned in Tanakh, especially in Tehillim, these are places of immense wealth. Anios Tarshish. Tarshish is where you go to get diamonds, to get gold, to get riches. What prevents man?
It sounds like a dream come true, like a fantasy.
Yeah, he's trying to find the fountain of youth, or he's finding a Cortez to find the gold, and man will go on these vast trips and take rent out boats in order to find some kind of meaning or what's going on.
So whenever it says Tarshish, does that mean
it's a real place?
It's
the north of Israel. Yes, it's along the coast.
Like a metaphor.
It's a metaphor for this. Yeah, what was it? Some Spanish. I remember in fourth grade, some of these they went from Spain to, let's say, down south America or maybe the Gulf of Mexico, and they heard that there was a fountain of youth there.
Oh,
Champlain.
Cortez.
No,
to the Aztecs.
Cortez is
the Incas.
Ponce de Leon.
I think that was.
Yeah, and he found Florida.
Yeah, they were looking for some kind of fountain of youth or something.
Florida was found because they were looking for the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
They found
the
Florida. It's ironic
because
now all the old people
are there.
Okay.
It's like Walter from
Jeff Dunham. Okay. Alright, so man has this inclination to he'll sail far and wide if he thinks he'll find it. Right? It must be like in one of the Star Trek movies, that guy is trying to find that, get to that back to that band, that he can to get to a perfect place. It's all the same thing. The Moody Blues in the 60s sang a lot of songs about these things. They have an album called In Search of the Lost Chord. You ever hear Moody Blues? They're still around. They're like 80 years old and they're still playing.
Willie Nelson's still touring. Why not?
They make money if people pay to listen to them. Oh, they'll play. Do you guys have your Who tickets for next year yet?
They're half dead. What's the point?
I know, but they're going on tour again. Anyway, so
they want to die before they get old.
Yeah.
They're half dead.
Talk about my generation. So there's always this desire to find something. Dr. Livingston, I presume, all these kind of things. So that's what this trip to Tarshish is about in the Vilna Gaon. I'm just giving you modern day examples of this pursuit of Tarshish. Okay? So man escapes into the riches and the delights of Olam Hazeh. You see, I gave you Yecheskel, Chavzayin, Yubayz, Chavzayin, Chavhei. There's some Sukkim and Zilim too. I'm just reading what I gave you, okay? And he does so, Milifnei Hashem. Here it's Milifnei Hashem in spite of God's presence. In other words, you're running away from God. Like it says, Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. You shall not have gods and other gods in spite of me. Right? Like Vayitze Kayin Milifnei Hashem. Right? So where does he go? Vayered Yafo. Now I want you to notice a few things here. First of all, you know where Yafo is. Yafo. Rehov Yafo goes right into Yafo, right?
Actually, it's ironic. Rehov Yerushalayim, in Yafo, there's Rehov Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim, there's Rehov Yafo.
Of course, for the same reason. So, but notice Yafo. What is he looking for? Yefef Yaf. He's looking for beauty. He's looking for artifice. He's looking for that which is just beauty on the outside, superficial beauty. Right? The man, the same that man pursued in the outward beauty of the Eitz Hadas. Right? It wasn't the fruit that tempted Chava. It was Kitova Eitz Leinayim. It was beautiful to the eye. Not necessarily a great tasting fruit. It was just Echmad Leinayim. That's why the Ramban says that Esrog was the fruit that she was looking at. Esrog was not a tasty fruit at all. Just the beautiful looking or beautiful smelling food, not good tasting food, because the Targum Onkelos to the word Nechmad Le'inayim is Orogi. Orogi, the word Esrog means Nechmad Le'inayim. Right? So man has this search for superficial beauty. The same way like you think there's nothing greater in the entire world than some one of your friends to see you with a real babe on a date. Right? So it's superficial, it's artificial. You know, marry someone as beautiful as you need to be, but it's just you don't make it a thing into itself. Right? Those beautiful things have a habit of just, you know, disappearing overnight. Right? So that's why the name of the place he runs to is Yafo. You get it? Yafo. Yafe. He's looking for Yafe view. Okay. Another thing I would like you to work on is this word Vayered Yafo. Okay. Why Dafka Vayered?
Maybe he did some sins.
It's a Yerida. To go down to Yafo. Now that might just be a geographical delineation, right?
Yerushalayim is on a mountain. Higher,
he's going down. I don't know where he's coming from. It doesn't say, but he says Vayered Yafo. The preponderance of that word Vayered in this story is going to give us some pause, right? Chazal do this. There's a Gemara in Sota where it says that when Yehuda went to Timnah, it says Vayal Yehuda Timnasa, and when Shimshon went to Timnah, it says Vayered Shimshon Timnasa. So the Gemara in Sota says either there's two cities Timnah, or maybe there were two entrances to Timnah. Yehuda came from here, and Shimshon came from there. So Vayered and Vayal. You get it? If you're coming from the north of Yerushalayim, you're going down to Yerushalayim. Coming to the south of Yerushalayim, you're going up to Yerushalayim. Simple. Right? But then the Gemara gives a third text. The Gemara says that Yehuda went there, it was an aliyah in the end. When Shimshon went there, it was for Yerida in the end. Right?
And that's like a spiritual aliyah.
Right. Okay? So that's what he seems to be. Man is this pursuit of artificial beauty is going to make you go down further into the abyss. You will pursue money for this. You will pursue everything. There will be nothing to stop you. You'll lose your marriage over this. Everything will suffer. So what does he do? Vayimtso aniyah. With the struggles and tribulations of Olam Hazeh, man tries to escape. And he goes to find a ship to escape. It says here, see Tilim Kuv Zayin. Remember one of the four groups in Tilim Kuv Zayin about sailors? I mean, they're all pursuing something. Vayimtso aniyah. Ba'a Tarshish is interesting because you should say Yotzei L'Tarshish. It's coming to Tarshish. Man tries to escape his troubles in the riches of Tarshish. Right? You're always coming to Tarshish. You're always on your way. Right? Since we're sub to so much pop culture today, you can check in anytime you want, but you can never leave. Talking about? Good, thank you. Okay. Now, I don't know, this song's probably before you guys were born, I think, right? Yeah, but there's no music today like in my time. I mean, that's... I'm serious. Even my kids only listen to 60s and 70s. There's nothing good for the last 30 years.
Even the... I'm saying that I like rap. Even the rap from 20 years ago was better than the rap today.
Ah, come on. There's nothing to talk about. What? There's nothing to talk about. The worst, the mediocre songs of the 60s would win all the awards today. Alright. So, Vayitain Schara. Notice, Vayitain Schara. He gives the whole star. Once man is gripped, look at that right here. Once man is gripped in this pursuit, he'll do anything for it. The Yetzer Hara wants gratification now. The Yetzer Tov must wait. Of course, that's religion. Religion wants it now. What's Esav's problem with Yaakov? He says, "Hinei anochi holeich lamus b'lom hazeh libechora. I don't care about tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. As soon as it's tomorrow, it's today again. Who cares about tomorrow?" What religion is, religion puts off gratification. Vacation will come, but I'm ready to put it off. I want nothing more than to be with my wife today, but it's not the right time. She's still in a period of tumor. So, okay, I'll put off that gratification. All right? What could be more gratifying than wanting to put some food in your mouth?
Right? Being a little hungrier and putting the food in your mouth.
Oh,
I get it.
Enjoying it more.
I guess the whole process, the point of waiting is that it ages like fine wine. You appreciate what you're looking for.
Excellent. And you have to make sure of a lot of things. Is it kosher? Was it shechted properly? Was this food tithed? Am I fleshiks? Is it orla? Is it kilayim? Do I have the proper bracha? There's all kinds of things you got to worry about. Following? So we're analyzed, just like what Socrates says. The life has to be analyzed. You can't just get on a ship and just find Yaffa and Tarshish. All right? But once we get gripped by Yitain Schar, you'll pay any amount to get more Captain Jack. Because that's the only thing that gives you satisfaction at some point. And it's the thing that's destroying you. What a paradox. What a difficult situation we're in. Right? You gotta detox, you gotta get off slowly. Right? Vayitin Schara Vayered, again, you see Vayered again? This is the second time. Two times in the same pasuk, actually. Vayered Ba Lavoi Mahim Tarshisha Lifnei Hashem. Man descends further. This is the third time in this pasuk that it mentions Tarshish, huh? You see it?
It must really have been in Las Vegas of its era.
This is Las Vegas Square. Right? And it's all in the Fnei Hashem. Twice in this pasuk, I have a full house. Three Tarshishes and two Milifnei Hashems.
Maybe it was Tortuga.
Okay, so he's searching for these worldly delights, and there's nothing more that keeps us away from finding Hashem than this pursuit. So why does Hashem allow it to be out there? Why give it to us? It's all part of our free will. Vashem heitil ruach gedola. But the Midas Adin comes down. I know it's you'd give up, okay, but still, God is giving us that, says the Vilna Gaon, berachamim. It's God's mercy that takes it away from us. By the way, I digress for a moment. If you ever come into contact with a clear alcoholic, someone who's really an alcoholic, everything you want to do for this person is counterintuitive.
What do you mean by that?
He's going to come to your door, a single friend of yours, or let's say a married friend of yours. He comes to your door and he says, my wife kicked me out because I couldn't stop drinking. Can you take me in? What's your inclination? Yeah.
Take him in.
Worst thing. Slam the door in his face. He says, but I slept on the train last night. It's freezing outside. Please, can I just stay with him? I'll leave him alone.
Give him a blanket and tell him he's
dead. I erred on this many times. But all the experts will tell you, do not help that person. He has to only get out of his alcoholism if he bottoms out and he reaches rock bottom and he realizes that the same for gambling, the same for all of us. Gambler, he says, I just borrowed $20,000 from a bad person, and he said he's going to kill me in a week if I don't come up with the money. Can you help me? I know, it's all counterintuitive. I had to learn the hard way on this. Someone I helped this way is just now in rehab for the third time after I helped him. He needed to Baruch Hashem, at least he's in rehab. He's not sleeping in the subway anymore. But I'm just telling you that when the person reaches that stage and they're so taken up by the grip of Tarshish, it's really a ruach gedolah elayam. It's like a hurricane.
So what are you supposed to do? If you want to help them, you don't want to
get them into rehab, and you say you need, first of all, you have to make sure that they acknowledge that they have a problem.
They're
probably going to tell that it's not my problem, it's my wife's problem. She doesn't understand me. She thinks I'm drinking and I'm not. And I once took someone in, I saw he was drinking up all the cough syrup. Cough syrup has alcohol in it. Drink a whole bottle of cough syrup.
At your house?
Yeah. you know, lucky for me, he didn't know where we were stashing the blue label for our son's l'chaim. He stayed over in our room where there was there was a bathroom and there was clothes up in the bathroom. It's counterintuitive. I know you want to help, and he was such good people. Deep down they have a neshama, but they have to. So it's a sorrow. Look at Pesach Dal.
So some Nashim Nidores was like, at that moment, do you take them to the rehab center, or do you like?
Yeah, you know, you say, listen, here's the number. You know, you take them in, give them some food, but you know, it's hard. You know, I know. Of course, you want to help them, and I was always mistaken. It got so bad that one of the relatives, one of these people, actually had experts come to my house to like inform me, this is what really you need to do if someone else could, if this ever happens again. It's all so counterintuitive. Because it's a ruch gedol elayam, but he's sar gedol bayam. Right? So this is for those who are reveling in Olam Hazeh, right? Here is where the Groy, you see what I wrote? The Groy here elaborates on the Ma'alot of Olam Haba over Olam Hazeh. Okay. Alright, so for those who revel in Olam Hazeh, we're suffering through tempestuous times in these pursuits. Because the ship that I'm trying to find to get to Yaffa, Chishvoli Yishaver, it's all for naught. I might find that it's this pursuit got me nowhere. Right? Vayiru ha-malochim, vayizaku ish el Elohav. The malochim are the people who are in charge of making the ship run, right? So who are these malochim? The kochos that of your guf that help you find these things. Right? So all the kochos might, you know, start to close up. They start to get weak. They start to, stop working. Right? Listen, if the plumbing stopped working, afilu shah echos, you wouldn't be able to walk around. Right? Even for an hour. If these kochos, if certain kochos stop working for you. Right? So that they get very scared by Zaku Ishel Elohav. Right? Each one relies on his own koach, his own otzim yad, and his riches to save him from his life struggle. Right? There's a great Abarbanel on this pasuk. It's the last pasuk of that. It's the next to last pasuk of that Torah Tishah. Tishah morning from Yer Yaakov. It says, Al Yisalel Chacham B'Chachmaso, Al Yisalel Gibor B'Gurasso, Al Yisalel Ashir B'Ashro. Before she said that as we get Periyalos, is it Chacham, is it Gibor, is it Ashir? This is what you should glorify in. Not your riches, not your fura, and not your kavod. Not your chachma. Because you won't be able to outsmart the Babylonians, you won't be able to buy them off, and you won't be able to, certainly won't be able to, outgibor them. The only thing that will make you survive the Babylonians is haskel v'yadoa hosti. Know me. That's your survival. Let's possibly have Torah Tishah. So this is what it's saying here, is that you think you have these kochos to help you get by, but you'll find out that those kochos are not. They're not koach. Right? So what do you do? Man wants to release himself from these awful struggles in Olam Hazeh. And he starts to realize, you know what, I've accumulated too much stuff. I have to get rid of baggage. That's a great way to explain this. Have you heard that certain terminology? Go to a therapist to help you get rid of baggage. I can't get married yet because I have too much baggage.
Oh yeah.
Too many kelim. Too much stuff from before. Right? My life is too complicated. There's too much stuff. And as you get older, you acquire more stuff. Better if you meet someone at 17 when life is very simple. Grow a little together and then join.
Yeah, but then when things get rough, you're going to experience how the other, you don't know how the other person is going to handle it.
Hopefully. Well, you know, you sort of grow together to handle it the same way.
I get it.
Everything is mazel, but in these areas, but you can help make your own mazel. Anyway, so everyone tries to rid themselves of baggage in order to help with the struggle, to lighten the ultimate gzar din. Lehakel me'aleha, me'aleha. V'yona, remember this is the soul, another yarad, yona yarad, el yarkasei hasfina. Have any of you ever gone on like a fishing trip or something? Or you ever get seasick on one of those? No? Can you picture getting, you ever see someone get seasick on one of those? You know, because when you probably want one of those fishing trips, it didn't get into any storm. Maybe once you did. But if you did get into a storm and you're rocking like this and this, you better
My
take
it. My brother went on like one of those field trips and there was a storm and he was dealing out like seasick patches for people to bait his live bait. He was like 8. So he was giving people seasickness patches if they bait his hook. He's like, I'll give you a patch if you bait the hook for the next 15
years. Were they using his bait?
I think just
small fish?
Yeah.
Okay. I used to fish when I was much younger. It's a fun thing. Anyway, how is it Yonah, who's not a sailor, how is he able to fall asleep down in the belly of the ship? And they wonder, because look at the word it uses for sleep. Vayishkav vayiradam. Vayiradam is a very deep sleep. But also another vayirad. What has Yonah been doing? This is the fourth time.
Trying to ignore God, like further
into the abyss, so that he doesn't hear God's voice. The soul just says, "You know what? Man's soul would rather avoid the struggle altogether. Let's just fall asleep." Yes.
So in the sense, Yonah was actually further from true than the sailors were, than everyone else.
Yes, amazing. He's further down inside. Well, the sailors know they didn't come here to search for truth. They came there too because they're running a ship. But Yonah, as a result of this behavior, he just wanted to disappear to the inner depths. Notice that until now, the thing that he went into was called an aniya. What's it called now?
Sphina.
Why change it?
Different representation.
What does safun mean? The Seder. What direction is Tzafon?
North. Hidden.
Hidden, correct. Matzponim are treasures because they're hidden.
Tzafon, but Tzafon for
Afikom. Correct. Hide the Afikom. Correct.
Aren't you changing a letter?
I'm sorry, what?
Isn't that changing a letter?
Samach and Tzadik are very interchangeable in Hebrew. Anything, Rashi says this a few times in Perush HaTorah, any letters that come from the same place in the mouth, so Nishka, as long as it comes from the same place in the mouth, they interchange. Tsa, very much. Tzitz, Simcha, Tzitz, Sason, Tzitz, Tzamach, Simcha, Samach, Tzamach. So it's all the same stuff. Alright? So, that's why it says Sfina now, because he's trying to hide himself. Okay, you got it? And he falls asleep. Vayikrabe lav Rav HaChovel. The lave calls out to man. Rav HaChovel means the master of the rope. It means the captain. The Rav HaChovel. Got it? Interesting, use of the Hebrew. And he says, Malach Nirdam, how do you fall asleep? I've never seen you on a ship before. I don't even know who you are. So if the first time. How is it that us trained sailors are trying to hold up onto the ship in a storm and you have managed to fall asleep like a baby? Malachon Yodam. How could you sleep through this? Why have you given up the struggle? Kum kro. El Elohecha. Ulayis ha-sheser Elohim lanu v'lo noved. Do something about your state. Perhaps we can be spared this suffering in this pursuit. It's very stormy. Man's strengths and inclinations debate amongst each other. Who's to blame for our problems? Which limb? Vayapilu gorolos. Vayipol hagorol al Yonah. So they take lots, and the lot falls on Yonah. There's a Gemara like this. Are you familiar? At the end of Maseches Sanhedrin? Have you heard of it? It says that a blind man and a cripple were both put in charge of a king's vineyard. The king says, I'm coming back in 3 days. The blind man says to the cripple, I should say the cripple says to the blind man, let's go get some of those grapes. And he says, "How are you? You're crazy. How are we going to get it? I can't see where the grapes are, and you can't walk there." So the cripple says, "No, no problem. I'll get on your shoulders, and I'll tell you where to walk, and then I'll pick the grapes." So they did that. And while the king was away for 3 days, they ate all the grapes in the vineyard, and then they sat back outside at the guarding station. The king comes back and sees all the grapes are gone. What happened to my grapes? He goes, "I don't know, but king, you know, may not be too responsible of you to put a blind man and a cripple to watch something so important. We were sort of a little disadvantaged over guarding your vineyard." So the king says, "I know what you did," and he puts one on top of the other, and he says, "That's how you got it," and he punishes both of them. What's this parable? One is the body, and one is the soul. When the soul departs the body says, "See, God, I'm not responsible. That soul, when that soul was in my body, then I sinned. Now that that soul got out of me, I'm sitting here in the pit. I'm sitting here in the casket. Free. I don't do anything wrong." And the soul says, "You know, God, when I was stuck in that body and you didn't let me go, that body made me sin. But now that I'm free, I'm hovering over, I'm not doing anything wrong anymore. No more money I can steal." So is Hashem judge? Judges both of them. So they're both guilty. Right? But in Yonah, the guilty party is the soul. Right? By the way, which one is the soul, which one is the body?
The blind one is the body. And the crippled one is the soul.
Right. The body has mobility, but it can't see for anything unless the soul, you know, makes it. It's just a piece of flesh in here. Something in a command station called the soul that gives this an ability to actually process and acquire what's out there and see things. Okay. So the goral falls on Yonah. Goral is a big thing on Yom Kippur. Two goats are picked by goral, right? That's why Chazal say that Purim is a Yom Kippurim. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Yom Kippurim is a Yom Kippurim. How is Yom Kippurim like Purim? Because they both have this goral aspect to them. He peeled Purim Ruha Goral. That's the name of the holiday. Lots.
In the Tiber, we actually had us do Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim on Purim, actually. Mm-hmm. It was very weird.
It's Kippur V'Kippur, right? So, because what's happening is that we come to God with a defense mechanism on Yom Kippur. The two goats are exactly alike, says the Mishnah. But something as capricious as the lot, capricious meaning in Latin like a goat, is what determines that one goat goes to Kadosh Lashem and one goat goes to be with the sins of all of Israel on it. So we say, Hashem, listen, Yom Kippur, Ribono Shel Olam, cut us some slack. You know, if not for some small different changes in my destiny, I could have been in a totally different place. So just give me a little break. So too, in the Purim story, our whole lot changes so quickly on the dime, on little stories, little things. Right? And that's what's happening with Yonah. The Goral turns to Yonah, and Vayimurei Lo, and they said, all the other kochos tell the soul, who's responsible for this? Right? Vashilami ha-ra ha-zos lanu. Ma malach t'chom e'enetavo? Ma t'chom e'enetavo? Look at Pasuk Ches in this list. Who's responsible for all man's woes? Which limb or which inclination has this power? What ability does it have? What is the source of its strength? Where is the source of its strength? And whose mazel do you share? You should see with Medrash HaNe'elam on Reish Lech Lecha. talks about how you can predict your life based on your mazel. It's a Gemara like it in Sechel Shabbos, Tav Kufnun Vov.
That's amazing.
Quite amazing.
That's crazy. I actually feel that I know what my mazel looks like.
Whose mazel do you share, right?
How do you find
but ain't mazel Yisrael. But ain't mazel Yisrael because we can undo the mazel through our extraordinary behavior of being rachmanim, gomli chasodim, and baishonim.
Rashi tevot gefech.
Gefen.
Gomel chasodim, baishan, rachman.
Oh, gever, gever. I heard another different kind of thing. Okay. So, Bayomer, he says, Vimer Leyam Ivri Anochi. Ivri Anochi is question 1 and 5. Who's responsible for us? And whose mazel do you share? Vesel Elokei Shamayim Ani Yorei. That's the question to 2 and 3. What ability does it have? What is its source of strength? Asher Asar Sayam Vesayam Ashar. That's the answer to question 4. Where is the source of his strength? Because God gave it to us. But he gave us the free will to abuse it, to use it in the wrong way. Right? So, if these are your abilities, and this is why you were created, why did you do these things? It's sort of a Musa Dikra kind of question. You get it? Right? That's your koach? And you're on a ship to Yaffa? To seek out Tarshish? What's the matter with you? You know what this sounds like? If you're in the Sephardic music, say Shira Shira every Friday night. Chapter 5 and 6, the woman's sleeping in bed. And she's already lying in bed to go to spend the night. And her lover comes to the door, knocking at the door. And he says, open up for me. It's raining outside. The rain didn't keep me. I want you so badly. I love you so much. And he says, no. Go away. It's nighttime. I'm comfortable. I'm wearing my night clothes. I'm comfortable where I am. Just go away. Don't come back. Right? Don't come back till it's morning. So he says, no. I'm here. I came in the rain. Open up for me. See, if he sees her, then that's like the geula. The man and the woman share shim never love each other at the same time. When God sends us prophets, we're not listening. When we want so badly for a vision from God, he says, now I'm not interested. Right? So what does God do? He puts his hand through the door to open up from the inside. And then she sees his hand coming through the door. She says, and I'm telling you, this is not a message. This is all in chapter 5 of Shir Shir. And she sees the hand of God. She says, oh my goodness. She runs out of bed to get at the door. And her hair is filled with all this dippity-doo and all this myrrh. It's rolling over her hands. She's fiddling with the rock and the lock, and she can't get there in time. And by the time she opens the door, we hear the three saddest words in the Bible. Bidodi chomak avar. My beloved disappeared. So what does she do? She runs out in the street looking for him. But remember, she's wearing night clothes. What happens to a beautiful woman wearing night clothes walking out in the street? She gets abused by the watchman. After they have their way with her, they say, why did you come out into the street anyway? Dressed as you are. And she starts describing her beloved. It came knocking. And they said, what? How crazy can you be? That's the description of what came knocking at your door? And you didn't open up for him? What's the matter with you? So they said, come, let us find him with you. That's the sign of the nations of the world, Islam and Christianity, is finding a monotheistic ideal of one God. You with me on that? All right? They didn't exactly look on our terms so much, but still, they were looking for that ideal. Okay? If these are your abilities, why did you escape? Why are you looking for Yaffa and Tarshish when you have these kochos? You're an Ivri. What is an Ivri doing searching in Tarshish for Yaffa? Right? They're giving him Musar. Ki yodu ha'anashim. Ki milifnei Hashem u'barech ki yigid lahem. Man still attempts to hide before Hashem, but man's actions betray him. They knew that this storm is because of him. So they have tikva. What can be done? What can be done for man to prevent this fate? because our condition is getting worse and worse. Only Captain Jack seems to help, and that's the source of my problem. So what can be done? Vayomer Eliyahu. Okay, I only have one tikkun. One tikkun. One way to get out of this mess. What is that?
I get it.
Sa'uni. Throw me in. Sa'uni bitziluni alayam. Yishtokayam me'alayam. Me'alechem. Separate the guf from the neshama. It's the only way to do it. Search for the spiritual. Give the body no pleasure at all. Now that's also not a Jewish idea. To go to the other extreme. From Yaffa to no pleasure whatsoever. Just throw me in. Let it all end. Sorry, that's also not direct. There have been movements like this to say, in order to not give in to the sins of the flesh, what we will do is to abhor the flesh. We'll cut it. We'll cause it great harm and great pain and great damage. I'm not meaning the good. This is not the goal. I'm just telling you the answer. Gone says it. Right? He's just saying separate the good from the neshama to search for the spiritual. Fear for what could be lost. If you can, and you can make the separation, then the storm will subside. He tells them. Keep a shali. He says, Alayam bishtokayam. I know that these pursuits caused my problems. The only success is to create strong inhibitions to fight off the strong urges. Okay. You hear this, once you do something three times, it becomes mutter. This is all about addictions. I know this heaven storm is because of me. Man takes great efforts to return to the Eretz Achayim. Here it says Lahashiv, to return to the land, meaning to repent. At some point you'll do anything, but the tshuva is ineffective because the Gzar Din has already passed, and it will take an extraordinary effort to change or to accept the Roah HaGzeira. The storm continues to rage. What can be done? Are we all done for? Vayikru el Hashem, v'yemru. They all called out to God. Before it was Elohim, now it's Hashem. They're calling out to the private God of Yonah. V'yemru. Ana Hashem, al no novdo benefesh ha'ish hazeh, v'al titenu l'nudam naki. God of this man, I call out to you in desperation. Don't let all the kofos nevarim be destroyed because of these urges. Right? So what do we create? We create inhibitions. Everyone clear with these inhibitions? These inhibitions are most effective if they come in when we're very young. Right? If I'm going shopping with my 3-year-old child and she's having a tantrum at the supermarket, she wants to buy Lucky Charms, and it looks good on it. She saw it maybe on a commercial someplace, and she says, I know this tastes very good. And you can tell her all kinds of arguments about why she shouldn't have it, but you just say one simple argument. You can't have Lucky Charms because
that's so.
What?
Because I said so.
Because it's not kosher. Because I said so doesn't work so well. It's not kosher. And that child knows kosher is not negotiable. Children at 3 can already smell hypocrisy. If you don't let them have Lucky Charms because it's not kosher, but they see you eating cheeseburgers or they see you eating other things, you know, outside that's also not kosher, they say, oh, it's good for me, it's not good for him. They can't get any of those mixed messages. Right? Your child wants ice cream at 5:00 and you're going to say, can't have ice cream, we're going to have dinner in a half hour, you already had your allotment of sugar and saturated fat for the day, what's going to work with a 5-year-old? An they're going to scream and scream and scream, and your friend calls you on the phone and says, who's that kid screaming in the background? And you're just inclined to say, okay, you can have your ice cream, just shh, stop. And they would say, yeah, I won again. A child will always continue the tantrum as long as they think that what they're doing will get them what they want. As soon as they know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that you can cry from here to the end of eternity and you're not getting this thing that you're crying for, it's going to stop right away. You tell them, you know why you can't have ice cream? Because you had a Frankfurter a half hour ago in Flachs. And you know that Flachs in our family is not negotiable. Right? And again, they can't see you taking some ice cream a half hour after you had a hamburger. Right? So that creates the inhibition. I don't think an inhibition for Milchus and Flachs is such a big deal. You know, there are bigger inhibitions we need to have, such as telling the truth, not speaking Lashon Hara, not gambling. Right? Because as sure as I'm standing and talking to you, at least if we're engaged in the real world, you're going to have these tests. Right? I have a friend who is a hopeless gambler because when he was in high school, in this high school, someone asked him to go down to the bodega down on 188th Street to make a simple bet, and he walked out with $2,000 cash. The worst thing that happened to him is he won like 101-1 odds on a simple bet. Right? He was hooked for the rest of his life. Right? So you're gonna have those tests. Right? Tests on I know our grandson, he's such a Aziz guy, such a Talmud Chacham. He wants so badly to convince me that he knows his brachas. He gets up at 6 in the morning on Shabbos when he comes from Shabbos, puts on his suit, and he's saying his brachas. He says the whole parsha. He's 7 years old. He says the whole parsha, some of them don't close. And he said, and he's dabbing all the brachas out loud. And he said, so he's very sophisticated about wanting to prove that he's Yirei Shamayim. But I don't know, at 7, and you're so sophisticated that you know that you have to tell 100% truth. And sometimes the need to be appreciated as Yirei Shamayim may be more sophisticated than your need to tell truth. I'm not saying Chassid Shalom, I haven't caught him in any fabrication. He seems to be the real deal. But the point is that we have to teach the inhibition to be stronger than the urge to, when that comes to embarrass someone or to egg on someone or to take advantage of another kid who's being picked on or things like that. That we have to teach, you know, to go the other direction. In these cases, we will be tested. So let's finish up the parak. And if we take these efforts, right, even if though it seems that there is a desired din that's coming, right? Right? So God, your will be done. This is your decision to create us, so have pity on us. Right? I'll jump in the water, but I'm probably going to die. I expect to die. But I'd like you to have pity on us. So, the neshama is separated and the storm subsides. And therefore, the urge is no longer a danger because we are moda am bizapo. The body and the soul have been separated. But God sometimes performs miracles. Man comes to an intellectual realization of what was always right. Now man is ready to make the sacrifice for what is right and to prepare for a future of holiness by making these nidarim. But the story isn't over. Because that soul that was supposed to be separated from the body, somehow, miraculously, we didn't. It doesn't say he died. Tune in next class. All right. Keep this page. All right.